Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos, Daf Yutes. The Gemara in Amar Aleph brings a braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Inna Fligin Besfina Pachais Migimul Yamim Kedem LeShabbos. Now that I get onto a boat to start traveling less than 3 days before Shabbos. By Medvar Mamurim, Advar HaRashos. This is only if you're going for Advar HaRashos. Aval Advar Mitzvah Shaper Dami. However, someone who's going has to get on a boat for a Dvar Mitzvah, then it's okay, even if it's within 3 days before Shabbos. Now, the Rishonim have many different reasons for this halacha. Tosfos on the Amud says that the reason why you're not allowed to get onto a boat within 3 days before Shabbos is because it looks as if you're being tzof v'shot on the water on Shabbos, some type of swimming, and that's aser, causes a gzera that a person might come to make a chavis shel shayatin, and this is paskin in Simen Shin Lamites in the Mechaber, that a person is not allowed to do any type of swimming activity on Shabbos because he might come make some kind of keli that's going to help him with this activity. Rabbeinu Chananel says they're talking about a sfina that's within yud tfachim to the bottom of the nahar, and there's a problem of tchumen. But if you look in the Mishneh Brura, his psicha to Simon Reish Mem Ches, the first time that he brings is the time of the Baal Hamar. And he says, Yesh Eimer Matam, Shemo Yitztarech HaYisrael, Lasa Yismalocha Ba'atzmai B'Shabbos Mishum B'Kuach Nefesh, Demokim Sakonahu. A person may need to come to do a malacha himself on Shabbos because of P'Kuach Nefesh, because he's in a place of Sakona. So a person is now allowed to go within 3 days of Shabbos and put himself in a situation where he may have to come in Mechal Shabbos, even with a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. Now many Achroinim ask a stira in the Baal Hamar. The Baal Hamar over here that says that the reason why a person can't travel on a boat within 3 days before Shabbos, because there's an isser of putting yourself in a situation that you may have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, the Achroinim, many of them understand, take a look in the stipler in Simen Tezvav, that it has to be only an Isser D'Rabbanan. Because if it's an Isser D'Raisa, how could it be that they will matter it L'Tzarech Mitzvah? Must be that this Isser is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. But they ask, there's a sugya later on in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf L'Amed Dalet Amud Beis. There's a Machlokes Rishonim, where a person has to do a bris on Shabbos, and he needs hot water, and on Shabbos, before the Mila, the hot water is spilled. The Ramban holds that you can go ahead and continue with the Mila, even though the Tinoik will end up in a Sakana, and you'll have to warm up water and do an Isser D'Raisa on Shabbos. P'kuach Nefesh is Doicha Kol HaTerekula, meaning that a person is allowed to go and put himself in a situation where he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos because of P'kuach Nefesh. However, the Baal Hamar argues and says that it's usher to be mal that child on Shabbos because you're going and putting yourself in a matzav of Bikuach Nefesh biyodayim, and that's usher. So the question is, if the Baal Hamar over here says that the reason why a person is allowed to go out on a boat on Shabbos is because he may come to a matzav of Bikuach Nefesh, and that isser of doing something before Shabbos which will cause a person to have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh, is only the Rabbanon. So in a situation where a person has a mitzvah d'Raisa to do a bris milah, how could the Baal Hamar say that you're not allowed to do it because you're going to come to a matziv where you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos because of Pikuach Nefesh? If you have a mitzvah d'Raisa to be mal, this child, and you have on the other hand a Isser d'Rabbanon, because you're going to bring yourself to a situation where there's pikuach nefesh, how could it be that you can't do the bris milah? So the stipler suggests there's a difference between on Shabbos and before Shabbos. On Shabbos itself, where you already have the isurim of Shabbos, there the isur to put yourself in a situation where you may have to come out to pikuach nefesh for dechiyah Shabbos, that's the iraisa. But before Shabbos, where you're not yet muzer and dine Shabbos, there it's only the rabbanon. And therefore, in a situation of Tzarech Mitzvah or before Gimel Yamim, it's going to be Mutter. If you take a look in the Sefer Asher L'Shloima, which is the Stipler's son-in-law, in the new editions, it's in Simen Pehei, he says a Yisoid to answer this Dira. He says there's a difference between Pikuach Nefesh for saving somebody else and Pikuach Nefesh for saving yourself. Pikuach Nefesh for saving your own life, he says, is like a shear in a mitzvah. A person, the Torah gave him mitzvahs and averus. And the Torah also said that a person doesn't have to give up his life to be mekayim mitzvahs, and not to be over an avera. So anytime a person is in a situation where if he does a mitzvah or is going to be over an avera, that will bring to a matzav of pikuach nefesh, he's not mechayiv. He doesn't have that chiyuv mutal on him. So a person doing an avera or not being mekayim a mitzvah to save his life is hutra. He doesn't have that mitzvah. He doesn't have that avera. Masha'en kein, when it comes to saving somebody else's life, this that your person has to be over an avera or not do a mitzvah to save someone else's life, that's a gather of the chuya. So Reb Shlomo Berman says that when it comes to pikuach nefesh of saving your own life, there's only an iser derabanan not to put yourself in a situation where you're going to come to have to be soimich on pikuach nefesh, on the hutra, in order not to do an avera or not to mekayim a mitzvah. Masha'enken, when it comes to saving someone else's life, where there it's only a dechuya, there's a iser deiraisa to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to come on to pikuach nefesh to save somebody else's life. With that, he wants to answer the stira. Our sugya, where we're discussing leaving 3 days before Shabbos, and we say that if a person gets on a boat 3 days before Shabbos, he may have to come on to Mechal Shabbos with Pikuach Nefesh to save himself. There's only an Isser D'Rabbanon. There's only an Isser D'Rabbanon to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to come on to Pikuach Nefesh to save yourself. And L'Tzarich Mitzvah, there's a Heter. Masha Ein Kein, when we're discussing the Bris Milah, that's Hatzolas Chaveroi, and Hatzolas Chaveroi is only the Chuya. The Balamar holds there's an Isser D'Raisa for a person to put himself in a situation where he's going to have to come on to the Din Pikuach Nefesh L'Tzolas Chaveroi, because that's the Chuya. And therefore, in the case where the water spilled, and a person, if he does the Bris Milah, is going to have to be over an Isser D'Raisa to warm up the water to save the baby, that's a Tzolas Chaveroi. And therefore, the Balamar is going to hold that it's Aser to do the Milah on Shabbos. Have a wonderful day.